second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We'll continue taking your phone calls. By the way, I did, as I promised, leave the Bureaucrash social organization today. It's at social.bureaucrash.com. The website is back online at this time, so if you are interested in also removing your account, you're certainly able to do that at this point. We continue taking your calls about anything.
Or if you want to do something productive, go ahead and do that instead.
Well, yeah. It's just a symbolic gesture. It only takes a few moments.
Yep.
Just to show you that, show them that you were serious about what you had said to them.
No,
and that's
you,
what I did. That's
if,
what I said.
If so. You said it, yeah. You should do it because if you, said it.
Right.
But if you want to do something productive, you could do that too.
I agree with you there. All right, we continue here, unless you think this is productive, in which case you should do it.
I would suggest that you're not.
It could produce a feeling of satisfaction.
Yeah, well, there's always that feeling of satisfaction, yeah. But you know, there's a lot of things that could do that. A good, nice, warm bowl of soup might help, and you'd be nourished instead of going and doing this crap.
You could do it while you're eating your soup.
Just saying.
All right, we continue with your calls and go to Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Vince.
Hey guys, you there?
Vince, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to first chime in as being one of the non-free staters who's very actively involved in this transition. And very interested in the outcome.
Now, what have you done for Bureaucrash prior to everybody getting all upset about Lee?
What did I do? Meaning what? Live my life like a liberty-loving individual, or what?
No, something to promote the group. I mean, this organization.
I have no affiliation with Bureaucrash whatsoever. I found out about it through your show.
Uh-huh.
I was just curious because it was. Quite a heated debate, I heard, and it mm-hmm. definitely sparked my interest. So I went online and judged for myself. I signed up, got a lot of satisfaction just in hearing all these people rip on Lee. That was entertainment in and of itself.
So you were not a Bureaucrash activist prior to this conference?
Absolutely not. I don't own one paraphernalia, whatever. I didn't even know about the logo until then. So I'm totally a third party here. I'm not interested in the Free State, being a member of this Free State project. I envy what you guys are doing there in New Hampshire. I want to emulate that where I am.
Good luck.
I'd like to, since they're taking names for this new group, I'd like to put up my nomination for the Free World Project.
I think that's kind of fun.
Basically,
but,
you guys are doing what you're doing in New Hampshire. I see that mm-hmm. as the nexus, the sort of the epicenter of this movement. And it's slowly reverberating outwards from that. And I'm going to be one of these little satellites in the free world that's going to report back to you guys and make sure everything's cool. So if you ever decide to cruise outside of the Free State Project, which I think is funny because it's kind of a contradiction in terms. Because you guys are against the state, but yet you want a free state.
Well, it's not
so
really.
I have a problem with that right there.
Well, I see where you're coming from.
But I get
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to address that point if you don't mind.
You can say it's an ironic play on words. Fair enough.
Well, Vince, I'd like to address the point if you don't mind. Free
sure.
State Project is not a voluntarist organization, so you're right. There is a bit of irony in the fact that they've called it the Free State Project, and that it is a little strange, a bit of a contradiction. But the people that are in charge of the organization turned it into, they created a basically, at a base level, minarchist organization, an organization uh-huh. that people like Jason Sorens do believe in having a state, which I fundamentally disagree with them on that. But as of right now, the Free State Project is very successful because it has brought everybody under the same tent, and it's, I think, a tent that has been
totally.
Very effective. In
totally.
Actually.
And I think bureaucrats did that outside of the Free State, though. It incorporated the Free State yet. It incorporated Zach in South Carolina, Vince in California, and so on.
Yeah, I
so
think it's great that you're out there doing your own
project,
thing.
Why not have a side project to the Free State Project, since you're doing all these projects, the side project be the Free World Project, and just see what happens with that. Just
I think you should
slap
do that.
Free World Project on it and see where it goes. And invite Lee Doran in too. Have Lee Doran come down and
I'll see you later. 1-800-259-9231. That's a man who's excited about what he's doing.
Yeah, well, you know,
good luck freeing the world, my friend.
Thank goodness we have a dump button. But, you know, I think, I wasn't much of an activist, when I lived in Sarasota, Florida, and that's where you live too.
Yeah.
I was, you know, minorly involved in some libertarian stuff, party wise, and then, you know, some Free State projects. You know, stuff remotely, mm-hmm. but I just couldn't get into the idea because it seemed so pointless being active because you knew that all you were doing was standing there holding a sign, perhaps, you know, passing out jury information to some indoctrinated juror, one after another after another.
Yeah, back then it was just for the psychic reward, essentially, of knowing that there are people out there that think like you. Unfortunately, they weren't willing to do anything.
Yeah, well, they being the Free Libertarian Party or the people that
as far as the reward for being an activist, you were talking about how there's not much that you would accomplish. The reward was just the psychic value of knowing that there are other people out there, the mental reward, if you will, of knowing that there are people. Yes, indeed, if you go out and do an outreach booth, you'll find out that there are plenty of people that think like you, but the depressing part is they're not willing to do anything about it.
Yeah, and I think that... You know, I didn't really care that much. My life was going fine in Sarasota, Florida. If it wasn't for meeting you and doing Free Talk Live, I'd have stayed there. I'd have been a libertarian being fine in Sarasota, Florida.
Come out once every 4 years and vote.
I'd go vote anyway, and likely if the libertarian was on the ballot, I'd check that, but I wouldn't care much. Maybe put a yard sign in if somebody gave me, but that's about the level of activism. And life was okay. It was fine. It was good. And in some ways, it's better than it is living up here in New Hampshire. However, if you care about liberty and that's important to you, this is what's going on. It seems to me that you really can't do anything effectively for liberty elsewhere. I could be wrong. People argue this point.
I hope to be proven wrong on that point. I really do. Because I agree with you, and I hope to be proven wrong.
But
I hope that we see some great advances in Wyoming or Arizona or something like that in one of these other places where people claim there's quite a movement.
People that want quantitative results, people that want to see, well, let's do a little science here and see if the Free State Project is working, clearly don't understand the concept of the Free State Project because the Free State Project is intended, its byline is liberty in our lifetimes, and that means we've got a little ways to go. Currently, we're slowing down the advancement of the state.
Seatbelt bill is dead.
Right. If somebody would like to do a little bit of science on that, they can see that bill after bill after bill have been killed. Can we claim it? Can we say, quantitatively, I can prove that the Free State Project killed this bill? I can't.
But you can look at the activists that were behind the opposition to those bills.
You can look at the level of growth of government before the Free State Project, and you can look at the level of growth of government in New Hampshire after the Free State Project.
You can.
And if you want to see results, you can look there, and you will know in your heart that it's time to pick up and move to New Hampshire. But if you don't want to be proven wrong because you know that you don't care anything about liberty, really, really, when the rubber hits the road, you don't care. You'd much rather be with your family, which is cool. It's cool.
If
you care about your job, that's fine. If you care about whatever it is, the weather, I know the weather is important. It's important.
Just don't say you care about liberty over any of those things. So.
You don't want to know the facts.
Well, and you'll be able to look later on as more time goes on, the difference will be more obvious as far as growth of government comparisons, like you were talking about there, Mark. It'll become more crystal clear over time.
Yep.
But right now, just look at some of the recent efforts. Look at gay marriage. The gay marriage issue here in New Hampshire. One of the four activists on the forefront was Ryan Marvin.
Not everyone's issue, by the way. This isn't necessarily everyone's issue, and certainly libertarians can disagree on this issue.
I think Ryan Marvin would be the first to agree that. That all government should be out of marriage entirely. But in the meantime, while they insist on being in, then there should be at least an equal opportunity there. Anyway, Ryan Marvin is a free stater. As far as the medical marijuana, which has had the greatest success this year it has ever had in New Hampshire, if you look behind the scenes there, the man in charge of New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense is Matt Simon, also a Free State Project member. So two of the most notable liberty-oriented issues here in the state right now, forefronted by Free State.
I think that people need to try activism where they are so they can see what it's like to do activism outside of New Hampshire and to see what it's like to have just their efforts kind of dwindle away.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam. It's all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, one of the highlights from the conference over the weekend, the Talkers New Media Seminar that you and I attended, I was able to meet the president of Ustream, the founder, Brad Hunstable, the guy that was behind the great company that provides us with our streaming services for our webcam. Nice guy, and I got to ask him a few questions. There are some things that are in development. One of them I can't really talk about, but the other one I think I can because he publicly mentioned this. Ustream is jumping in to compete with Quik.com. Quik.com, Q-I-K.com, the website that allows you to stream over your smartphones, your webcam-enabled phones with video feature. You can use Quik.com to, within two clicks on your phone, begin instantly streaming video to the Internet. It's an awesome service, and we've been talking about it a lot on Free Talk Live, and I'm so excited that Ustream is going to get involved in that because, as of yet, Quik.com doesn't really have any serious competitors, and it sounded like, from what Brad told me, the founder of Ustream, sounded like they are serious about getting in and competing pretty hardcore with Quik. Cool. So pretty excited about that. Looking forward to talking more about it as it's available. But in the meantime, we talk to you about what you want, and then we'll give you another highlight from the Talkers Convention about one particular talk radio host that went off the deep end. But first, we go to Ziggy in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Zig?
Well, this country has taken another step towards becoming a fascist state.
Are you okay, man? You sound pretty bummed out.
I woke up this morning to the knowledge that over 1 million people...
With the wine glass in my hand. Whose wine? Mm-hmm. Where the hell did I dine? There's another line in there.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Go ahead.
I woke up this morning to the knowledge that over 1 million people voted for the British National Party.
What's that mean?
Well, the British National Party are Nazis.
Oi!
Wait, how many millions of people are in the United Kingdom?
Well, the turnout was about 30%, so that's probably about 15 million people voted. No one really votes in the European elections.
So one out of 15 voters voted for Nazis, an unabashed, admitted Nazi?
No, not 15 million. 1 million people voted. They got around about 8% of the vote.
Okay.
But they ended up with two seats. And
so these people are unabashed Nazis. Like
they wear smart suits and smile a lot and try and make out that they're mainstream. But, you know, one of the candidates who was elected, you know, it's well known that he had been involved with the National Front, who are out and out Nazis, and other National Socialist groups in the past.
Oh, my.
Now, basically, you know, people call me alarmist, but, you know, I'm sure that back in 1924, when Hitler went to jail, people went, those Nazis are a joke. You know, they'll never get anywhere. And it should also be remembered that the Nazis in Germany never won the popular vote.
Really?
It's because of the proportional representation and backroom deals and backstabbing, which goes on in political systems, that they actually gained power.
Right. It wasn't the chancellor was an appointed position. However, it was a democratic system that allowed Hitler to achieve power. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, people saying, oh, this is just a protest vote. Well, I mean, if they wanted, I mean, I realize that the majority of people in this country do not want to be in the European Union. But there is a party called the United Kingdom Independence Party who aren't bigoted, who do want to get the party out of Europe, the country out of Europe. They could have voted for them. And all in all, across the UK, 1 million people voted. And, you know, the fact is people say, oh, you know, you can't say that everyone's a racist who votes for the BNP. I'm sorry. If you vote for a party which has a bigoted agenda, who wants to persecute people who are black, homosexuals, Jews, and whatever else, you are a bigot.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Even if they agree with you on some issues and say, well, I'm only voting for them because they agree with me on some of these issues, I mean, whatever they might happen to be, you are still supporting bigotry.
And another reason this happened is because the Labour Party, who are, you know, the Social Democrat Party, used to represent the interests of what essentially is the white working classes. And basically, they were not winning elections, so they sort of pulled away from that and sort of tried to appeal to the middle classes. And therefore, the white working classes have proven, what the kind of mentality they have. They've just swapped their vote from Labour to the BNP. And a friend of mine who sort of came from that sort of, class, said to me, they've always been xenophobic and homophobic. You know, it was just that the higher echelons of Labour, you know, never let, allowed it to get, but, you know, allowed it to affect their policies, as long as they took care of the white working classes.
Yeah, well, I see where your frustration is coming from, Zig. Welcome to politics. You know, people get control over your life that have that you have no agreements with, very few agreements with, and there's very little that you can do within the system to actually change it, because the system is designed to expand. The system is designed to empower these people.
Actually, one of the reasons this has happened is because, funny enough, at the Westminster elections, which is our national, you know, general elections, we don't have proportional representation. It's first past the post. Because there was proportional representation, because all they had to do was get 10% of the vote in each constituency, they won two seats.
So you're saying that proportional representation bad? You're saying that's not a good system?
I'm not saying every system is bad, but I'm saying the system they have for the European elections is bad. Because, funny enough, right across Europe, the far right have done actually quite well for themselves.
Oh, I'm not sure what you're getting at there.
What I'm saying is the actual I don't want to explain the mechanics of the actual system of proportional representation, but the system they have adopted has allowed this to happen. There are other systems which basically they wouldn't get seats.
Well, I think they all suck anyway, because whether it's proportional representation
Ian, that sort of attitude sucks, because at the moment I can walk down the street fairly freely. If the BNP ever got a sniff of power, I'm on a truck shipped off to a gas oven. You know, I agree. You know, that, you know,
freedom's on a continuum. I agree completely with Ziggy here. You know, you can complain about how you're not free sitting in your little living room because you have to pay property taxes, but when you're sitting in the back of a train going off to the gas chambers, like, things might be a little different.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, Ziggy, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Yeah, you can walk down the street freely so long as you obey all of the diktats that they're forcing upon you at that moment.
If those diktats aren't too arduous, then, you know, you're in a state of freedom. And not a total freedom, but a state of...
it's only relative freedom.
Relative freedom. I'll take that.
Compared to elsewhere.
I'll take that over the gas chamber. Choking on sodium cyanide in a gas chamber, okay? Like, I'm sorry. Call me a relativist.
Hey,
call me a utilitarian.
The system sucks. That's all I'm saying is it sucks. All of them suck.
So does poo-pooing anything when, without being prepared to take steps. Ziggy's bemoaning that some steps were taken towards tyranny as he sees it in Britain, and it's a shame. But
steps would have been taken had it not been a proportional representation system, and it had been one person versus another person like we have here in the United States, and one scumbag would have won. And who's to say they won't start throwing people in? Who's to say the other parties won't start throwing people in gas chambers eventually anyway? Maybe the Muslims instead of the cross-dressers. More on the way. You can bring up anything, and Ziggy does look good in a dress. It's Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking
taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazerid. Hazerid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazerid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazerid.com. That's Hazarid. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazerid today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive and edit virtually anything that you see there. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
Top story at freedomsphoenix.com. Radioactive cheese graters imported from China. Don't know what I'm talking about? Me either. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and you can find out what's going on at the top of the page.
Hey, that's a cool feature, man. The top story at Freedoms Phoenix. I think that's kind of a cool idea.
There it is.
Because we've got a trade deal now with the folks over there at Freedoms Phoenix. You'll see Free Talk Live advertising on the daily email that they send out. And we've been waiting for them to send us some copy that we can share with you that they want us to share. But I'm going to suggest, Mark, that you suggest to them that we do a top story at Freedoms Phoenix.
I'll talk to them about that.
I think that's a great idea.
I tell you, they're good folks over there. Mr. Hancock might just go for that story. I think I get most of my news from as far as stories and that sort of thing from Freedoms Phoenix. They seem to have all the stories that somebody who's concerned with liberty might want to
read. It's news and opinion.
Yep, and you can get it emailed to you every day, which I think I actually get it twice a day. But you just sign up over at freedomsphoenix.com, and it's great.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We will go to Nick in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I signed up for PorkFest.
And, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, yes, sir.
Yes, and I was having difficulties. I've talked to various people on Free State Project forums and MySpace groups, And I was just wondering if there's a specific place where I could try to room with someone, or like in a tent.
Sure. There are the Porcupine Freedom Festival is an event put on by the Free State Project. It's happening later on this month, the 25th through the 28th. Details are at porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And I guess I'm surprised they didn't link to the forum, because over at the Free State Project website, there is a forum, and one of the sub-forums on the Free State Project forum is a forum dedicated to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is in that forum that you may find people that are already looking to share a campsite or to share travel accommodations or something like that. So that's where I would recommend that you go.
Yeah, I did actually go there. I was just wondering if you guys specifically knew anything about like anybody who could help me out.
We're a talk show. I mean, this isn't a swap shop where people call in and offer up services to one another.
I mean, do you have a tent?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay. I would think that one of those one man tents, they're quite cheap at Walmart. If you have any trouble finding somebody who wants to share a tent, all you have to do is go and get one at Walmart and set up at a campground. I'm sure that
or get a two man tent and then offer to share the tent. And
even if you don't buy a campground for the night, somebody will let you set that tent up. All you have to do is walk around and ask.
Yeah, I just figured I need, I think you need to reserve a site, don't you?
You don't have to reserve a site if you don't.
If you can find somebody to share the site. So, again,
okay.
Go over to the Free State Project forums and post over there, because we can't really spend airtime saying, well, if anybody can help you out with that, essentially throwing out an invitation to our other listeners, because it just doesn't make for good radio.
I'm sorry.
But hey, no problem, man. Thanks, and good luck. We'll see you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The resources are there, and I thank you for the call. The resources are there for you, so use them, and if somebody has the availability, they'll step up, and you'll get together with them. Or like you'd suggest, Mark, get your own tent, or get a one-person tent, or get a two-person tent, and then you can share your two-person tent and cut down the costs of what you had to pay to buy the tent.
Yeah, I know Eastern Mountain Sports will even rent tents.
Really? I mean, tents are like $50. Why you would want to rent a tent when they're just so
cheap? I don't
know.
When you're talking about one-man tents at Walmart, they're pretty cheap.
Right, you can get a two-man tent for $50, I would say, or less.
I know if you show up at the Free State Project with a sleeping bag, that you will have
you
a dry place.
Down.
You'll have a dry place to throw that sleeping bag.
Because people are nice like that.
Yeah. It's a good group of folks.
The Free Staters, the Liberty Activists here in New Hampshire are some of the best people that I have come across. Now, I'd like to point out, they don't always get along with one another. There are sometimes some bouts of drama that will pop up, and any time that you have a group of people getting together who have a generally similar mindset, there will still be people that are divergent from one another. There are still people that will not necessarily get along with one another, and so there's been some recent drama bubbling over on the Free Keen forum, and somebody had posted, oh, all this drama doesn't make me want to move up there. Well, wait a minute. Do you want us to try to cover this up? Should we try to shove all the drama under the rug so everybody thinks that everything is completely perfect up here? I mean, how ludicrous would that be? Fact is, in any group of people, there are going to be problems. There are going to be personality conflicts. I think that in general, the liberty activists do a great job of getting along with one another, and those that don't enjoy one another's company don't have to be around each other. Even at a big event like Porkfest, where there may be people that you don't like very much at that particular event, sometimes I see bumper stickers from some of the conservative types that are very anti-immigration, for instance, and I think what's that person doing here? They certainly wouldn't. I would not get along very well with somebody on that particular issue.
It's one of the issues that.
I don't have to associate with them. I don't have to spend time with them because there are so many other people that are closer to me that I can associate with. This is such a big movement. Inevitably, there are going to be people that are somewhat at odds with one another. And I just wanted to say to anybody that sees drama erupt within the Free State Project movement, you go try to grow your movement where you are, whatever it is, however small it is, go try growing it to hundreds of people and see if you can control that.
Well, yeah, see if there's not drama going on where you are.
Right.
And especially when that group is a group of libertarians. You want freedom? How's it going there in the rest of the world?
Let's continue and talk to John, who is in New Hampshire, who's been around long enough to have experienced some of this trauma. John, your thoughts on whatever you want. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to call in. I haven't had a chance really to listen to the show for the past week. How you guys doing?
Actually, I thought it was a different John. John, what's on your mind? Is this are you a brand new mover, John?
John, I just got here from Arizona a week ago. Welcome to New Hampshire. An hour later, I'm under arrest.
Yeah, so well, it's not the free state yet, is it?
Well, it's the free state project.
Yeah, it is a project. And it is not a cakewalk. It is not an easy process. There's no doubt about that. Do you want to briefly tell your story? How did you get arrested?
Oh, well, I was coming to be a caretaker of a property that was under dispute. The owner of the property is having a dispute with banks, realtors, lawyers, I don't know who, but I thought I would go there and occupy the property and make it a little bit more difficult for them to take possession of it and maybe get evicted, give me a chance to find another place to live. But it had evidently gone a little further than that, and the terrorcrats, or whatever you want to call them, were already convinced that it was not her property. And they promptly arrested all of us once we got there.
So are you facing trespassing charges?
Yeah, criminal trespass.
Is that a misdemeanor?
It's a misdemeanor. Well, it could be a felony or a misdemeanor depending on circumstance. In my case, I'm sure it's a misdemeanor. I'm not even guilty of anything.
Don't they have to show intent when it comes to trespass? I mean, doesn't there have to be an intention to trespass on somebody's property? I mean, if you're going someplace and believe that you have the right to be there, and that you have the permission of the owner to be there, I don't feel as though you've trespassed. I mean, this is a, you know, more of this bull crap scare tactic stuff that the police do, sweeping people up, one size fits all. This is just dumb.
Yeah, well, I wish you'd have been the police officer that came to arrest me, because you wouldn't have arrested me.
Yeah, well, it's true, but yeah. I wouldn't have gone through the police academy, and I wouldn't have been able to work there as long as he did. You know, I wouldn't make a good cop.
Well, now, wait a minute. We still don't know what all the details are as far as who really owned the property. I mean, like you said,
neither
the property
does John.
Nobody knows,
but there's an issue of intent.
John, if you want, hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. I'm still a little confused about the situation. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the site. Back for an entire year, as a matter of fact, all free at freetalklive.com. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Let's go back to John in New Hampshire. Now, John, you've moved to New Hampshire from Arizona as part of the Free State Project, and within an hour or so from your arrival, you were arrested by the police in a situation involving a property dispute on the piece of property that you had arrived to. You're now being charged with trespassing.
Less than an hour.
Less than an hour at that point. How long did they hold you in jail before you were processed and released?
Oh, it was all evening. I didn't get out till way after dark. I don't recall what time exactly it was. But,
and what did they do? Did they just unceremoniously release you from the jail and you had to walk home, or what happened?
No. They arrested four people. I was the owner, the owner's daughter, and a relative, and me.
Oh, and I guess you didn't have a home to go to at that point. What did you do when you were let out?
Well, the owner of the property, of course, this is her her summer home, so she has a house, and she was committed to, I mean, she felt guilty that that she was the reason she got me into this mess, so she wanted to help me find a place to live. We contacted some other people on the Free State Project, found somebody who had a couch I could crash on, and
cool.
I've been here, well, and traveling. I've gone back down to Connecticut and New York to visit friends and
I think that's great, though. It just shows how the Free Stater community really does a great job at reaching out and helping those who are part of the activist community to help them, you know, land on their feet in an event of, in the event of the unexpected like this. So I have to ask, I mean, besides the obvious unwelcome situation as far as the state is concerned, how else have you felt since your arrival in New Hampshire as far as meeting many of the activists? And I know you've come out to Social Sundays out here in the Keene region a couple times at this point. Your observations outside of all of the strife.
Yeah, it's just great. You know, I'm meeting up with people at the Social Sundays. There's the Taproom Tuesdays. It's really popular. And there's a Freedom Forum on Wednesdays. And there was a I can't say the word,
Saturdays on some other place that I
yeah, I saw that one, S-Faced Saturdays or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's I don't know if that sounds like the most productive of activities, but nonetheless, people do enjoy their fun. And if there's one thing for sure, liberty-minded people, a lot of them tend to enjoy their alcohol.
Right. It's a way of connecting with people and networking and getting on your feet when you've been thrown out by the powers that be.
There are so many things to do. I mean, I think it's interesting. You're talking about Sundays, Saturdays, Mondays. I mean, you're talking about regularly scheduled events that happen fairly often. And I think most of them are weekly. I don't know about the S-Faced Saturdays. That seems pretty new.
And usually with tens of liberty-minded individuals attending each of these.
Yeah, I mean, we've been at the Social Sundays recently. We've had a solid minimum of 20 people every single time. This week we were a little worried, though, because there was something big happening in Grafton, New Hampshire, which is a small town where a number of liberty-minded people are essentially coalescing. There's a lot of good things going on there. But they were having, I guess, a birthday party and something else was being celebrated there. And so a lot of people were expected to leave the Keene area and go to Grafton, and a number of people did. So even though a whole bunch of folks had left the area and weren't available to go to Social Sundays, we still had a minimum of 15 people there this week. So even on a low turnout day now, the turnout is far greater than we would have had a year ago. So it's been a great experience for me so far over these last 3 years. I hope you continue to enjoy yourself, and let us know what happens with your case. I thank you for the call, John. 800-259-9231. Let's go to...
Before you go on, yes. You were confused about intent on trespassing, and John was charged with trespassing, but clearly he didn't have an intent to trespass, and this is why complaining about the officer. Now, let me make it 100% clear. If you invite me onto your property, once I step on, you can't go, "Hey, you're trespassing!" Because you invited me, right?
But the question was, who owned the property? And the person.
Wait. Now, do you agree?
Yes, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Yes.
So if you say, "Hey, that's my property across the street," will you go over there and wash the windows, or repair the window, or whatever? Here's some money to go repair the window, or take the screen door off, or whatever.
But it wasn't your property. You were engaging.
Do I have to do a title search every time I go repair a window? See, it's about intent. It's not about whether or not I'm living in. It's factual.
Well, no, I understand that. But if a cop shows up and says,
"What if three people own your property and you call me to do some repairs? Do I have to call your wife at work in order to get her permission too?"
I hope not, this is
ludicrous.
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from, but Mark, if you are on that property and you believe rightfully so, and then all of a sudden a man with a badge and a gun comes on to say you need to get off this property, if you don't leave at that point, then can it be said that you were willingly on the property?
The man with the badge and the gun has a burden of proof at that point.
True, they probably did not pull out any sort of evidence.
And the only proof that generally a man with a badge and a gun thinks that he needs is the badge and the gun.
And indeed, that's what happened because they were arrested.
Right. So he says, "You're trespassing," and they say, "No, we're not," and that's it. "Whoa, you've denied my authority."
Let's continue with your calls. Dave is in Montana, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave, Montana, going once. Dave in Montana, going twice. Let's try Travis in West Virginia. Travis, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes.
Hey, Travis, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I know that you kind of wanted to kill the whole conversation about Eurocrash, but there's a few more things going on that you haven't quite touched on yet.
This is the organization that was once great, has been infiltrated by the conservatives, and is now currently being watered down and ruined. Go ahead.
Yes, the one that died immediately upon my arrival there. I joined, Friday. Anyway, I got on, and I started talking to a few of the people, made a few friends, a bunch of friends, actually. And there's one guy on there, Dan Patrick, I believe his name is. He has created a new Bureaucrash with the Ning website. And so it's basically the exact same thing, only it's run by Dan instead of Mr. Lee Doran.
So what is he calling this new website?
Bureaucrash.
How is that possible? Don't they already have Bureaucrash on the Ning site?
Well... I guess not, because that's what it's called. I'm not sure. There might be a link. I think it's bureaucrash.ning.com. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what it's called.
Do you think that, what I bet's going to happen here, Bureaucrash Social, I see he's named it the same thing. Yeah, it is bureaucrash.ning.com. I think that's because the bureaucrash folks called it bureaucrashsocial.ning.com. So do you expect a lawsuit to happen here shortly with CEI suing one of our listeners, Dan Patrick, who is a listener and amplifier to the show?
Well, I don't know, but if there is, all I'm going to do is just sit there and, well, obviously sympathize with Mr. Patrick and give him all my support, but it's almost kind of a humorous situation because Bureaucrash has gone from being such, from what I could tell, such a great outlet for libertarian activists such as ourselves to being, you know, it's suing the libertarian activists, using the government against them. It's,
well, now, wait a minute. They haven't sued him at this point, but,
well, I know, but
they might.
You know, if it does happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's one other thing. Me and another member, or former member, I don't know if she deleted her account yet, I'm probably butchering her name, Nora Mehta. We are, and a few others, we found, we were chatting with Lee on the bureaucrat chat, and Lee was being less than civil with us, talking about Ian Freeman and his anarchist purity rings.
My anarchist purity rings?
Now, what's that have to do with being less than cordial with you?
Hold on, wait. Let me see if I got that straight. Did you say I had anarchist purity rings?
Yep.
That sounds like almost like a some sort of rash, like that I wouldn't want something like that. What does it even mean?
I don't know his words. I don't know. He was just complaining about how everyone on Bureaucrats was an anarchist and...
That's because that's the kind of organization that it is. It's an organization of people who work outside the system, and who are very, very excited about freedom. So, like, that was the organization that he took over.
Yeah, and he's online complaining about it and being, like I said, less than civil, or doing a lot of arguing, and he was in a rather heated argument with
really bringing people together there. He's really bringing people together for the common purpose of advancing freedom, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway, one of the members took screenshots of the chat, and me and Noor are making transcripts of it as we speak, and we're submitting them to CEI and some of the sponsors of Bureaucrats.
So they can see, so the heads of the organization can see how this person is behaving on their behalf, because he is essentially representing his parent organization, CEI, when he is, if he's being rude as you say he is, and it sounds like you've got the evidence to prove it, I think for the call tonight, good luck with that. If he is being as rude as you say he is, then hopefully they'll take some action, but I'm still, you know, done as far as, my account is gone. I have left at this point. And I see where Dan Patrick is coming from by creating the competing organization with the same name. I think it's funny. I think he's going to probably end up getting sued for it. And I think that I still don't want to promote an organization that could be confused easily with the original. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.